You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Zeda Limited, the company that brings you Avis as well as budget car rentals, has dropped us their interim results for the 6 months ended the 31st of March 2024. This is their second set of interim results since being listed. They dropped full year numbers in November of 2023. And if you remember, I caught up with the company CEO Ramasela Ganda around those numbers back then, and we had lots to discuss. And we're going to continue that conversation when we reflect on these interim numbers with the CEO once again. She joins me now to take a look at the latest set of performance indicators, and we can try and make sense of what the company looks like at the moment in the new financial year. Good evening, Ms. Ganda. Thanks so much for taking the time. I want to start by reflecting on the performance. Stable performance, margins are holding steady at 34%, which is a remarkable feat to achieve in the industry that you're in. How do you reflect on the performance of the first 6 months of the new year?
Look, it's really great results for us. What we look at, I mean, we've always said our strategy is about growth, especially in the market where many don't think there's an opportunity for growth. When we did an integrated mobility, for us to have grown top level at 19%, I mean, in no small feat, our, you know, record level revenue of 5.3 billion, I mean, that has not been seen in its 65 years of existence. So very pleased with our results. Yes, when we look at what happened to the margins, still very rich and good margins, but however impacted by, I mean, we're coming from the period of super profit from a used car market when we had shortage of fleet. And really, the market is just getting back to normal. And what we are very encouraged about is this normal is even way better than pre-COVID normal. And we believe we are reaching, you know, the low of that period. So we're really excited, and we believe that, you know, we've done very well in the 6 months under very tough trading condition with interest rates so high, disposable income being a challenge. So I'm really pleased with the results.
I remember when we caught up in November of 2023, we did reflect on the fact that that new car supply shortage was causing quite a bit of a headache for you, but also the fact that the corporate side of the leases weren't recovering as they were. You just mentioned that it looks as though the business is back to pre-pandemic levels. Is that across both corporate and retail and across long-term and short-term, or are you still seeing some areas of the business lagging behind a little bit below what you'd expect them to be?
When you look at all our top line, we've surpassed pre-COVID level. So even when the activities are not yet back, I mean, we used to have just under 30,000 in the short-term rental, and we've looked at the market now, and we're saying we can still deliver this, you know, type of revenue at, you know, about 80% of that fleet size. So we're very, the efficiencies that we have deployed are really yielding good results. So very excited that we've caught up without catching up on the investment. So very excited. And when you look at corporate leasing, you know, in South Africa market has completely changed, and they've taken into understanding what is the full maintenance lease. And we've also seen great growth that is coming out of, you know, heavy commercial business that we've done due to logistic challenges in the country. So we have been benefiting a lot. But I guess the biggest surprise to the market was also Greater Africa, you know, revenue up 29%. And, you know, our regions are continuously increasing their stake in the group. When the group SA is growing and they're growing equally, you know, it makes quite a good story for us every time to look at the competition of who's really big now. So that is quite exciting for us. So we are sitting comfortably with the growth levels.
It's a very nice place to be in from a business perspective, where you can comfortably say that you're doing well, especially with some of the challenges that persist. And you alluded to this a little earlier around the financing side of it. I mean, the business model that you run requires a lot of capital raising or a lot of debt that sits on the balance sheet. And of course, that comes with the conversation around interest rates. We know that earlier today, our interest rate decision was left unchanged. And obviously, that's not the decision that you would want to hear. But how are the debt levels sitting for from the book's perspective? How's the balance sheet looking at the moment? If I remember correctly, last time we spoke about that 50 million rand post office debt that wasn't getting any bigger, but that wasn't getting any smaller either at that stage. Have you raised a provision for that? Is that something that is factored into the debt that's sitting at the moment on the balance sheet?
Look, post office, we've already done that 2 years back now. It's part of history, it's gone, and it's part of that debt that came with history. I mean, this debt was sitting in our books for the 12 months. But just looking at the balance sheet, a healthy balance sheet, what we've done this year, we've grown our fleet on leasing. And leasing, as I've said, is a very healthy margin business, a 59%, EBITDA margin. And if we're able to raise that debt to fund that kind of business, and that's what our business model is, go and raise debt cheap and really utilize it, generate more return out of it, because that's what we do. Debt is our stock. We use debt to make money. So really for us, that is what makes us excited. Unfortunately, as you said, the interest rate remain. We will have, love for it to have come down, but it's part of the times that we're in, and hopefully towards the end of the year, we will see some interest rate change. But with the return that we have generated, we're able to hold our position very well. When it comes to debt that we raise for short-term rental or ever, we look at different mix, and we will be going to the debt capital market to do more long-term type of debt than short-term debt. So that will also, change our risk profile and make our balance sheet look even more stronger than how it is sitting now. So we're very excited. I think the one thing that the market maybe don't understand is that debt is Zeta's friend. Zeta makes money out of debt, and we are very responsible in how we deploy it. And that's what becomes very important, that if you're able, to deliver the kind of ROEs and the kind of ROIC that we are delivering, I mean, we are way above our WACC when it comes to the ROIC. So we're very excited. And we believe that as the market get to understand that we use debt wisely and effectively, and we give robust return, and I think the market will start understanding our business model.
Absolutely. And it's a very rare business model that you find where businesses are willingly saying we want more debt because it means we can generate more income and we can generate more returns from it. A lot of the business models out there and a lot of the balance sheets out there rely on being able to keep those levels of debt under a reasonable figure or under a reasonable level. But I suppose with the model that you guys have, you're using it well, and it's showing very, very clearly in the business's results. Speaking of those results that made an interim dividend of 50 cents last year, the interims, it was the first time you'd listed. It might not have been the best strategic time to do that, but now the business is well on its way to performing as it should. And I suppose that's the time to have the conversation with shareholders to say thank you.
It was a good thank you, and we really appreciate the shareholders. One thing about us, we talk about debt, but Zeta generates strong equity. I mean, just in the period of about 18 months since we got unbundled, we generated over 1.1 billion of, earnings that came from, just retained earnings. But also, one thing people forget is that just before we left Barloworld, we paid 1.1 billion in dividend. So really generating earnings is something that we've always been doing. And we are very grateful that we got the opportunity, and our board approved the surprise interim dividend for us to say thank you to our shareholders. And the more they stick with us, the better returns are to follow.
Ramasela, before I let you go, the Greater Africa business that you touched on growing by 29%, obviously there, does that mean that the 6 months following this particular reporting period, or for the rest of the 6 months, we're going to see a focus being put on that region and growing your strategic resources in that region? Or are you still kind of happy with the mix that the business has at the moment?
Look, we're still okay where we are with the mix of the business. But key to note is that, I mean, the Greater Africa region, most countries like Zambia, they're well ahead of the target. So we're sitting in a very comfortable position with what we've put for them to be the target. And the only thing they shout at us, they're looking for more funding because opportunities are just so much. So really, it's something that we will continuously grow, with clear understanding of the market. And a key for us is mostly we grow with companies that originate from South Africa because we understand them. And in some cases, we even fund a South African business that operate in those countries. So really, it's a really calculated way of growing, but it is growing nonetheless in the right direction.
What a joy it is to be in such a comfortable position at the six-month period in the year. We wish you the best of luck for the remaining 6 months. Look forward to catching up as we reflect on the full year numbers at the end of the year in November. We'll leave it at that, Ramasela. That's Ramasela Ganda, CEO of Zeta Limited, joining me to reflect on their first half of the year's performance and how well the company's been doing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.